The last post was about which C++ low-latency patterns actually reproduce on a modern CPU. 15 techniques from Billikan and Gunda's high-frequency trading paper, Jonathan Mueller's cache-friendly C++ deck, and Okade and Baker's C++ performance tips deck, all run through NanoBench and published as working Godbolt links with measured nanoseconds per operation numbers. 3 of them didn't reproduce. 12 did. This post is the sequel. The first post asked which patterns work. This post asks how do you make them mandatory? How do you pick them up automatically, reject their violations at review time, and catch the regressions in CI? The answer sits in 3 concentric rings. 1. __built_in_*intrinsics. Code level optints. One programmer writes built in pop count LL, X, and the compiler emits a single CPU instruction. Same for built-in byte swap 64, built-in unreachable, built-in prefetch, they likely, /unlikely, attributes. They are the vocabulary the compiler expects when you want specific code gen. 2. Compiler flags. Project level. March x86-64-v3 gives the whole binary advanced vector extensions too. F fast math lets the compiler associate floating point reductions. W pessimizing move turns one class of perf bug into a build failure. 3. Clang tidy checks. Team level guardrail. Performance for range copy. Performance unnecessary value prom. Modernize use in place. The checks that catch the patterns from post 1 the moment someone violates them in a PR. 7 new nano bench files. 1.clang-tidy-config. 1 CMake stanza. Numbers from the same GCC 14.02 optimization on C++23 standard on the same desktop. Same Docker harness. Same make_godbolt_nb.sh shortener pipeline. 2 of the new benchmarks produced honest null results. 1 exposed a cogen regression at March x86-64-v3 that O3 optimization fixed. The rest are clean wins. Section, part 1. __built_in_*. The low-level toolkit. Every GCC/clang_built_in_ is a handshake with the compiler. I know the CPU has a one instruction way to do this. Please omit it. Asterisk some map to a single instruction, pop count, byte swap, CLZ, some change cogen downstream by removing a branch, unreachable, expect. Some are purely compile time, const_p, types_compatible_p. The 4 benchmarks below cover the 4 most useful categories. Section 1.1 built in pop count LL, 24 times over a naive bit count, counting the set bits in a 64-bit integer. The naive version is a loop over 64-bit positions. The classic Kernighan's trick is while x, x and equals x, 1, plus c, which only iterates once per set bit. The intrinsic, on any popcount-capable CPU, every x86-64 in the last decade, lowers to 1 pop count Q instruction. 23.8 times over the naive loop, 12.8 times over Kernighan. Built-in pop count LL is the single biggest bang for buck intrinsic on x86-64, and yet I still see custom bit count loops in production code because people forget it exists. Its siblings deserve a line. Built-in CLZLL, x, counts leading zeros, equals 63, log 2, x, for non-zero x. Built-in CTZLL, x, counts trailing zeros. Built-in FFSLL, X, finds the lowest set bit, 1 indexed. All 3 lower to 1 instruction on modern x86, LZ count, TZ count, BSF. The C++20 header wraps them as STD pop count, STD count L0, STD count R0, STD bit floor, the standard library names if you want them. When to use, hash computation, population count-based similarity, bitmap iteration, log2/alignup math. When not to, if your bitset is larger than 64 bits, use std bitset count, libst++ routes through built-in pop count LL in a loop, and the abstraction is free. Section 1.2, likely, /unlikely, an honest null result. The C++ 20 attributes were supposed to finally standardize the build in expect hint. On an error check branch where the error fires 1% of the time. Unlikely. On the error path, should move the cold block off the hot I cache line and speed up the loop. All three are within 2% of each other. Noise. Including the deliberately wrong hint. The branch predictor learns the pattern after the first handful of iterations and dispatches correctly regardless of what the attribute says. The hint does move the cold block in the emitted code, but the function body is so small that it fits entirely in L1I no matter the layout. So the move is a no-op. When, likely, / unlikely, actually pays. The cold branch contains a lot of code, logging, error formatting, metric emission, that would otherwise inflate the hot loop's iCache footprint. The hot function is large enough that iCache pressure matters in aggregate, even if any one call site doesn't spill. Profile-guided optimization, PGO, isn't available. With profile use, the compiler has real branch frequencies and the attributes become redundant. Rule I apply. Reach for. Unlikely. Only on error handling / logging paths with non-trivial body size, or on paths the predictor can't learn because the input distribution is adversarial. On a two-instruction branch, the attribute is documentation at best. Section 1.3 built in unreachable, in a switch default, 1.55 times. The counter case to the honest null above. When you genuinely know a point in control flow is unreachable, for instance, a switch on an enum whose input is validated upstream, telling the compiler lets it drop bounds checks and emit a denser dispatch table. Input, 1m random op values drawn uniformly from 0, 1, 2, 3. 1.55 times speedup. The STD abort version forces the compiler to keep a bounds check and an out-of-band call site live. The unreachable version drops both, and GCC collapses the switch into a 4-entry jump table with no range check. The C++ 23 replacement is STD unreachable. Same semantics, standard name. Use it over the built-in when you can. Footgun warning. Built-in unreachable is undefined behavior if the compiler can actually reach it. If your enum has a fifth value silently added later and you don't update the switch, you get silent undefined behavior, a wrong result, a memory corruption crash, or a trap, depending on the compiler's mood. Pair it with an assertion in debug builds. If debug is defined built-in unreachable, # else std abort, and if or, better, a wswitch / wswitch enum that fails the build if a case is missing. Section 1.4 built in byte swap 64, the idiom GCC already recognizes. Flipping the endianness of a 64-bit integer is a one-instruction job on x86 byte swap. The portable idiom is 8 shift and or operations versus built in byte swap 64x. Iteration over 64k random uint 64_ts. Identical. GCC has recognized the shift and or byte swap idiom since version 4.8, 2013, and folds it to the same byte swap instruction. So the intrinsic is, for this exact idiom on modern GCC, a wash. Clarity. Built in byte swap 64x says byte swap a 64-bit integer. The 8-line portable version says please audit me for off by one shift errors. Portability across compilers. MSVC has byte swap uint 64. Clang has built in byte swap 64. GCC has it too. C++ 23 finally added STD byte swap. Before that, the platform defined dance is unavoidable. Version of compiler robustness. The idiom recognition is a pattern match. It breaks if you write the expression slightly differently. The intrinsic is guaranteed. Same story for built in byte swap 16, XCHE, or roll 8. And built-in byte swap 32. C++ 23. Use STD byte swap and let the standard library worry about which built-in to call. Section 1.5, three more built-ins that don't need a benchmark. Runtime speed isn't the only thing built-ins unlock. Three worth knowing. None with a measurable runtime delta in my harness, but all with a clear code gen or correctness payoff. Built-in assume aligned, P64. Tells the compiler the pointer is aligned to a 64-byte boundary, which lets the auto vectorizer emit aligned load slash stores instead of unaligned ones. On recent Intel, aligned and unaligned loads have the same throughput when the address is actually aligned, so the runtime effect is zero, but on strict alignment ARM targets, and on older x86, it is the difference between a single load and a split pair of loads. Use it on single instruction, multiple data-sized inputs you control the allocation of. Built-in prefetch, address, RW, locality. Covered in post 1 section 7. TLDR, 20% win on a 1M node pointer chase. Marginal or negative on anything the hardware prefetcher can predict. Built-in constant P, X, returns true inside the compiler when X is a compile time constant, false otherwise. Used to pick between a cheap compile time specialization and a generic runtime path inside a macro. You won't see it in modern C++ much, if constexpr and concepts do the job better, but glibc/strlen still branch on it to emit a rep moves for small literal sizes versus a generic loop for variable ones. Handy if you're writing header-only libraries that want to specialize on literal arguments. Other built-ins you'll see in real code bases, built-in trap, unconditional fault, smaller code than abort, built-in assume, cond, clang only, a built-in unreachable gated by cond, built-in file, slash built-in line, slash built-in function, pre-C++ 20STD source location, built-in types compatible P, T1, T2, legacy type equality, obsoleted by STD is same V. Section 1.6 The canonical C++20/C++23 alternatives. Every built-in above, and most of the ones this post doesn't benchmark, has a standard library wrapper in recent C++. On libstick++, the name is a one-line constexpr function that routes straight to built-in pop count ll/built and clzll/built in byte swap 64/etc. So the runtime and the emitted assembly are identical. The only reason to use the built-in by name is if you're targeting a pre-C++20 standard or a compiler that hasn't shipped yet. Proof that the code gen matches, same input, three pairs of benchmarks. Every pair is within 1% of its built-in. Use the standard names. Three notes on picking between the two styles. MSVC portability is the main reason. Built-in pop count doesn't compile on MSVC. MSVC offers __pop_count64 with subtly different semantics. STD pop count compiles everywhere and routes to whatever primitive the backend has. Constexprness is free on the names. STD pop count, STD count L0, STD byte swap, STD unreachable are all constexpr. You can use them in static_assert. In template non-type parameters, in if constexpr branches. The built-ins accept compile time args, but the standard wrappers are cleaner about the boundary. C++23 is the cutoff for STD byte swap and STD unreachable. If your toolchain is stuck on C++20, still common in 2026 for conservative deployments, use the built-ins for those too. Everything else in the table is C++20. The pattern I follow in new code, always start with the name. Fall back to the built-in only if the compiler rejects it. Add a one line if __cpp_bytops is defined /if__cpp_byteswap is defined wrapper at the top of a compat header if I need to straddle an older standard. Section, part 2. Compiler flags that change everything. The intrinsic is a sentence. The flag is a paragraph. Flags are the project-level knobs that shift what the optimizer is willing to do across the whole binary. The two that move the most wall time on a compute loop are march and fastmath. The ones that catch the most bugs at compile time are the W family. Section 2.1 Optimization Levels, the latter. Quick reminder on what each O level unlocks. O2 optimization is the right default for 95% of code. O3 optimization is not always faster. It increases inlining and unrolling, which can overflow the iCache on larger binaries. Profile before committing. Section 2.2, March and the x86-64 microarchitecture levels. By default, GCC targets the lowest common denominator x86-64 ISA, streaming SIMD extensions too, no advanced vector extensions, no BMI. On any desktop or server CPU made since 2013, you are leaving a lot of silicon idle. The 4x86-64V asterisk levels, introduced in GCC 11, give a portable way to dial in a feature set without pinning to a specific CPU. Benchmark: auto-vectorizable 5-term polynomial eval over a 4 kilobytes, L1 cache resident, float array. Same source, 3 builds. 1. O3 optimization March x86-64-v3 without. F fast math is slower than O2 optimization baseline. Without F fast math, the compiler cannot associate the S plus equals P reduction, so the whole loop stays sequential. Advanced vector extensions 2 doesn't help a sequential reduction. It does help emit fused multiply add instructions for the polynomial, which GCC schedules onto execution ports in a way that turns out to be worse than the scalar sequence on my Intel. This is a real code gen regression on GCC 14 for this kernel. O3 optimization March Native produced unstable timings too, 41% error bar. March Native is not a free speed up. 2. Add F fast math and advanced vector extensions 2 unlocks. Now the reduction vectorizes some 8 floats per cycle, and you get a clean 6.9 times over O2 optimization. That is the real floating point single instruction multiple data payoff. The rule that survives this: enable March x86-64-v3 or March x86-64-v4 when your deployment targets are modern, most servers and workstations since 2014, but always pair it with O3 optimization and measure. The default x86-64 target gives you streaming SIMD extensions too. Leaving that on a server benchmark is the biggest single flag leak I see. Section 2.3, F fast math. Why the 2x ships with a warning? From the benchmark above, one-dimensional view. O3 optimization versus O3 optimization, F fast math on a sum of 1M doubles. God bolt, no fast versus fast. 2x speed up from a single flag. Why it isn't on by default? F fast math turns on 6 subflags. The most dangerous being F associative math, sums can reorder, F finite math only, assume known and slash INF, and F no sign zeros, treat minus 0 equals 0. In a trading system where NAND is a legitimate no quote value, or where a price change log sums to a running total and must match to the cent across 2 replicas, these assumptions are catastrophic. Use F fast math on compute kernels where inputs are bounded and free of NAND slash INF by construction. Associativity of floating point sums is safe. You accept per run rounding noise. The kernel is isolated. You can flag switch it without flooding the rest of the binary with the new assumptions. GCC 13 plus offers F associative math and the other subflags individually, so you can take the specific reordering permission without the full bundle. Section 2.4, F no exception slash F no RTTI, the Chromium defaults. 2 flags that sound scary and aren't. F no exceptions drops the exception handling tables and throw support. F no RTTI drops typeid and dynamic underscore cast. Chromium and LLVM both ship with both disabled by default. The runtime speed gain on well-inline code is small, a few percent in my measurements. The binary size gain is 10 to 25%, and the I cache pressure reduction that implies can dominate the speed story on larger binaries. The catch: vector will still call underscore underscore throw underscore but underscore alloc on OM, which becomes terminate under F no exceptions. If your code relies on exceptions for anything other than allocation failure, audit before switching. And a library compiled with exceptions enabled can't reliably be linked against code compiled with them disabled. The application binary interface for stack unwinding differs. Section 2.5 warnings that catch perf bugs. From Oka Day and Baker's Deck, covered in post 1, the warning flags that specifically catch the patterns that post measured. Add them all to your W error stack. They catch at compile time exactly the patterns that post 1's benchmarks measured at runtime. Every warning is a PR that doesn't land with the bug. Section Part 3, Clang Tidy, enforce the patterns in CI. The warning flags above are GCC/Clang's built-in diagnostics. Clang Tidy is a separate static analyzer that ships with LLVM, runs over your whole codebase, and has 400 named checks. For post-ones patterns, the relevant checks fall into three families. Section 3.1 The performance dash asterisk checks you actually need. From the C++ Con 2025 deck, the minimum set that catches the common perf regressions. Section 3.2 Performance for range copy, the 41 times benchmark. The clearest of the bunch. A range based for over vector string that binds each element by value instead of const auto and. 40.9 times real runtime cost. That is 10,000 heap allocations per iteration times millions of iterations in aggregate. The mistake shows up in every junior to mid-level C++ codebase I have reviewed. Clang Tidy. Checks equals performance for range copy flags it with. Turn that into warnings as errors equals asterisk and the PR doesn't merge. Section 3.3 Clang Tidy you can drop in. Place at the root of your repo. Runs automatically when the editor or CI invokes Clang Tidy. Starting with dash asterisk and enabling specific families is easier to maintain than everything except some exclusions. Clang Tidy ships hundreds of checks. Whitelisting is saner. Warnings as errors is the enforcement mechanism. Without it, Clang Tidy prints warnings that everybody ignores. With it, the performance and bug-prone checks are a CI gate. Modernize use trailing return type, and modernize avoids arrays are the two checks I always turn off. They're style preferences that don't reflect real-world C++ idioms. Section 3.4 Wiring Clang Tidy into CMake. Two lines in your top-level CMakeLists.txt. CMake then invokes Clang Tidy as part of every add_library/add_executable_targets compile step. No .tidy targets to add, no custom commands. The extra arg equals C++23 standard line is important. Clang Tidy parses your sources with its own Clang frontend and needs to be told the language mode. To opt specific targets out, e.g., third-party dependencies pulled in as source, clear the variable per target. Section 3.5 The GitHub Actions job. A minimal workflow that runs the whole lint in parallel with the build. The git diff. Name only trick runs Clang Tidy only on files changed in the PR, not the whole tree, which keeps the lint step under a minute on even large code bases. For a full tree check, run Clang Tidy nightly on main instead. Section Takeaways. 15 patterns were in post 1. 7 tools enforce them here. The stack is not one big decision. It's a series of layered defaults. At the source code level, use intrinsics when you need specific code gen, use, likely, /unlikely. Only on cold paths with non-trivial bodies. At the build level, O2 optimization march x86-64-v3w all w extra, w error, w pessimizing move, w range loop construct for every production build. F fast math only on isolated compute kernels where you own the inputs. At the CI level, .clang tidy with performance and modernize as errors, a clang tidy workflow that blocks PRs. None of the three rings alone catches everything. The built-ins need humans to type them. The flags affect the whole binary, for better or worse. The clang tidy checks have false positives that need disabling. Layered, they give you a code base that tends toward the fast path, without every author needing to remember every rule. Section, references. Post 1, C++ low latency patterns, benchmarked, the 15 patterns these tools enforce. GCC, other built-in functions provided by GCC, the canonical built-in reference. LLVM Clang Tidy checks, every check, every option. x86-64 microarchitecture levels, Wikipedia, the v2/v3/v4 feature matrix. Okade, P. and Baker, K. 2025. C++ performance tips, cutting down on unnecessary objects. C++ Con 2025, the source of the warning flag list in section 2.5. Lakos, J. Large-scale C++ software design. The long-form case for F no exceptions, F no RTTI, and the rest of the no-cost abstractions discipline. The full source for all 7 benchmarks, plus the Docker file, and the make_godbolt_nb.sh+, make_godbolt_nb_flags.sh scripts lives in the same hftperf benchmarks/directory as post 1. Build the image once, docker run, /work/hftmb-bash/c for f16_cpp17_cpp18_cpp19_cpp22_*cpp. Do G++O2 optimization on C++23 standard /$F thread $F%.cpp.out and end /$F%.cpp.out done, and you will get a per tool scoreboard for your CPU.